A research scientist with the Prairie Swine Center suggests providing pigs with rooting materials they can chew will reduce the risk of tail biting. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Tail biting is an abnormal behavior where one pig chews or bites the tail of a pen mate, raising the risk for reduced weight gain, increased carcass condemnations, higher risk of disease, and even mortality. Dr. Chen Yun Chu, a research scientist with the Prairie Swine Center, says, "We consider tail biting to be a type of redirected foraging behavior. So while there are many risk factors, a key one is the absence or availability of rooting material."
Every single farm is different, so you can also provide different, the enrichment, as we call them. That will also reduce some of your risk factor for tail biting. But at the same time, of course, watch your feeding, feeder space, watch your ventilation, watch your air quality, and also, watch out for your stocking density. All these, there are a lot of things that people can do in the barn. So whenever you do have an issue of tail biting, you really have to ask yourself, are you putting yourself at a higher risk, or how do you lower that risk? In a Canadian kind of situation, we would like to see some of, let's say, for example, I mentioned ropes, because what you have to understand what pigs like and what do they, when they forage, what are the traits they're looking for. So they are looking for something they can chew. They are looking for something that they can destroy, destructible. And then ideally it's edible, so they can ingest, because that goes back to they are omnivores. They like to, pick up things to chew. So then, having ropes, if you can afford to have some, a tiny bit of sawdust or a tiny bit of chopped, straw or anything that they can root, or if you have like a juice axe, they can really destroy, they can put it apart and then they can really eat it, then I think that's a good start.
Dr. Chu says when pigs engage in tail biting, there's something wrong in the herd, whether it's health or environment or airflow, so you really have to pay attention to these details. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.